this is insane. The video is up on the Need to Know News blog at radio90.com. But a 29-year-old ground service agent, he was with Horizon Air, stole a 76-foot turboprops plane from Seattle Tacoma International Airport. He took to the skies, and he actually performed stunts. Like, this guy just was almost like he was in a video simulator, but he was flying this plane around, and then there was, like, military jets, F-15s, that flew after him because they don't know what this guy's doing. Is he going to crash into a building?
Right. Is it a terrorist attack?
Exactly. And this guy was communicating with ground control. After about an hour in the air, the plane crashed about 40 miles away from the airport. The pilot, his name's Richard Russell, was pronounced dead after the crash, and it was not caused by the military jets. A lot of people are like, oh, they must have shot him down, because that's what I thought at first.
Right.
Because there's a lot of video out there of this guy flying around, but there's nothing of him actually crashing, at least that's been out there so far. But it's like, it's crazy. This guy actually did something. The officials were talking to him. He's like, I'm going to try to do one of those like loop things. He's like, I play video games. Almost like Grand Theft Auto.
He said that?
Yes. So he took this plane up to like 5,000 feet or so. He pulls the, I think it's the yoke, whatever it is, but he pulls the thing all the way back to like lift the plane up. And he goes, and it looks like he's almost going to crash into the water.
Holy cow.
But he does a full like loop, and then he keeps on flying. But residents nearby are concerned. They don't know what's happening. Like, oh my God, is it going to crash into us? Because
right.
It's just above the tree line.
I would be so freaking scared.
Yeah, this is just sad. The crash, like I said, was not caused by the planes. Airport officials couldn't be sure if what the pilot was doing was stunts or just a lack of flying skills. That's what they said before the plane went down. The CEO of Alaskan Airlines, which owns Horizon Air, expressed sadness for the family of the pilot and said the airline is working with the FAA, FBI, and the NTSB to investigate exactly what happened. Now, here's audio of him talking to the people up in the command tower.
Horizon 2239, runway 16, strike, clear to land.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now.
If you go too much further in that direction, I won't be able to hear you anymore.
All right. Hey, pilot guy, can this thing do a backflip, you think? I'm going to land it, in a safe kind of manner. I think I'm going to try to do a barrel roll, and if that goes good, I'll just go nose down and call it a night.
He said pilot guy.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed like he was confident, but then kidding, so they don't know. He seemed like a normal guy, according to his family, the more I'm reading about this, but it sounds like he also had some, I don't know if he had depression, emotional issues, something
well,
was going
like
on
it.
With him.
He was suicidal, that, for
yeah,
sure.
And it's just sad right there, but it's insane to see
Jeez.
This plane. You're like, what the hell is it doing? And it goes up in the air and does a flip. It's like, oh my gosh. So you can see that video. Gentlemen, if you're listening right now, all across the country, be careful. There's a new scam out there. We kind of mentioned this the other week, but now it's amping up. We are receiving letters, I say, fellow men out there, in the mail that read, quote, I know about the secret you were keeping from your wife and everyone else. More importantly, I have evidence of what you've been hiding. Then the letter demands a large Bitcoin payment to make the secret go away. The FBI says affluent neighborhoods, well, not where I live, I guess, then nationwide are being hit by a scam. One guy says he got a letter from a guy named Gus who claimed to have webcam images of him watching porn. He said Gus wanted $8,000. Well, Gus doesn't know that I have a webcam that's been blocked since I got it. Like, he put
Ooh.
Tape over it, so it's like, yeah. Oh, okay, I think this is a scam right here. But we talked about this. Guys, this has already been happening. So obviously they're looking at porn or doing something online, like on their laptop, and they don't want to get busted, so they're sending in money. I would be like, Lindsay, I got to be honest, I was checking out a website last night, don't know what happened, but just so you know.
You're going to admit everything.
I will. She's like, wow. She's like, that email I sent you worked. I could feel like my wife would scam me. So be careful. Speaking of guys, there's a brewery in Ireland that just created a new beer that specifically is designed to boost your sex drive. They say it's one key ingredient inside there is called watercress. Liv, you know a lot about veggies. Have you had watercress?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I think watercress is in a lot of, like, Chinese food.
No wonder I love Chinese food. It's one of my favorite.
It's good. Maybe it's like an aphrodisiac or something.
It must be something, but they're saying they're putting it into beer, and it's only in Ireland. It's not here yet, but I don't know. What do you think they'll call it if they bring it here to America? Like boner beer or something?
Yeah, 100%.
There you go. So a couple more things. Halloween, whether we want to talk about it or not, they're already getting stuff out there. And I forget what we talked about, but or what everybody thought. Candy corn. Do you like it, Alex, or is it gross?
No, it's disgusting. It has no taste.
Live the web, girl. Okay. I think it's okay if you eat it with peanuts, but I hate candy corn.
Ew.
I'm with you both. I'm saying it's not bad if you mix it with peanuts. It's okay. Now, they're trying to ruin the best candy ever, which will be Sour Patch Kids.
Nope.
And they're going to have like a mixture of Sour Patch candy corn.
You better
Ew.
Not.
They're going to have sour dusted candy corn.
Canceled.
Ew.
Yep, just want to throw that out there. Do not buy that junk. And finally, I hope neither one of you ever get arrested, Alex or Liv. But if you do, I hope you both look as good as this woman. Have you seen this? A woman in Texas was arrested way back in February, but now her photo's going viral. It's her looking so good in her mugshot. Someone tweeted a few weeks ago about the picture they found of her, and it's went viral. So now they're bombarding her like, girl, what's your makeup routine? This girl now, Alex, is creating an Instagram account
You're
and
kidding.
YouTube. Because her makeup looks incredible.
Let us see.
I'll put the photo up on our website, radionowindy.com. Hold on, I don't know if I have it right here for you. I'm going to have to try to pull it up so you can actually check it out on the website right there.
That's like so annoying because I know so many girls that want to have their like a makeup YouTube channel take off. And then this girl got viral for getting arrested.
Well, why are you hating on her getting arrested?
I mean, I'm not hating on her getting arrested, but I was a girl that wanted to start a makeup YouTube channel.
Well, it's not too late.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see? Okay, see?
She's pretty.
Yeah. She is very
and
pretty.
That's after she's in full prison gear.
What did
good.
She get arrested for?
I'm not sure here. It doesn't I'll have to look at it though, but Liv, maybe you need to do something to get arrested. What do you think
no,
you could do?
I one time got a citation before, so
oh, but
that was as close as I'm ever going
to
get.
We need to get you in cuffs though.
No.
No, it'll be good for the show too. Make sure you're wearing like a Joe and Alex show shirt, okay?
I'll make sure my makeup looks excellent.
Yes. Please don't get arrested with whatever you're doing this morning. Do we have a video of that on our Instagram?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I took a video of Liv's outfit. That'll go viral, but it's not going to help her.
For all the wrong reasons. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Hey, put that finger down.